I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. As the president floats the idea of arming teachers in U.S. classrooms with guns, the Gwinnett County Sheriff's Department is offering teachers gun safety classes. As GPB's Taylor Gant reports, police in Gwinnett say they want to support teachers in any way they can in regard to their personal safety.
The Gwinnett County Sheriff's Department says the training, which will be offered next month, would be for use outside of the classroom. Although state law gives school districts the authority to decide if their staff can be armed, no school district in the state currently allows staff to carry guns on campus. But according to the AJC, Bleckley County Schools, about 90 minutes southeast of Atlanta, is considering allowing certain staff to carry weapons. Most metro Atlanta school districts remain opposed to arming teachers, leaning more toward increased law enforcement presence on campus to prevent incidents. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Atlanta-based Delta Airlines is defending its decision to stop offering discounted rates to the National Rifle Association and its members. The company says it supports its customers but will not support organizations on either side of a highly charged political issue. United Airlines also canceled its discount program for NRA members over the weekend. In a statement, the NRA says the loss of discounts will not deter the group from defending the individual freedoms of Americans. The pro-gun group has come under scrutiny for opposing efforts to regulate the sales of semi-automatic rifles, the weapons often used in mass shootings. Wednesday marks a key deadline for Georgia lawmakers, known as Crossover Day, since bills need to pass at least one chamber by then to remain alive for the session. Legislators will try to pass as many bills as possible, and they're expected to work late into the night. Among the bills likely to be debated this week are two proposals to establish a regional transit authority called the ATL, aimed at improving Metro Atlanta's commuting infrastructure. Other measures that have not yet passed one chamber include a hands-free driving proposal, as well as legislation backed by Governor Deal to let judges forego cash bail for low-income, nonviolent offenders. DeKalb County officials are extending the deadline for proposals to relocate a Confederate monument in Decatur. According to the AJC, that's because nobody has sent any proposals in. The DeKalb Commission voted 6-1 in January to allow a private entity to move the monument from Decatur Square. But the monument has to stay in public view and have contextualized information on display. Well, the deadline has been extended for 30 days, and officials say they'll begin outreach efforts soon. Proposals can be submitted online to the DeKalb County government. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.